seed we're sowing. Gonna keep it on growing as long as we can.
In coordination with the audio documentary series Five Farms, KRCV is also offering our own series of profiles of five Sonoma County farms. Here's News Director Bruce Robinson.
For many farmers, living off the land has been a family tradition. That's not the case for Deb Walton, who shut down a successful Santa Rosa advertising agency a few years ago and headed for the hills of western Petaluma. Now she's busy working the 28-acre Canvas Ranch, close to the coast on the Marin County line, where in addition to growing a diverse array of vegetables year-round, Walton also raises some less familiar livestock.
We've got 100 and something baby doll sheep, which are leased out to vineyards for organic grazing in vineyards, and cashmere goats. We've got about 28 as of the other day. We had a little baby born, and three livestock guardian dogs and three gopher hunting cats.
Now,
and a couple of ducks and 50 chickens.
The sheep in particular, I'm interested in. That seems to be sort of a new and popular addition to the landscape around here.
I'm a new farmer, so I've only been doing this about 7 years. And my inspiration was looking at farms in Italy and France. And there, livestock are an integral part of the farm, and not only raising vegetables, but when they're growing grapes as well. So when I came here, I wanted to have some livestock, and I wanted something small that I could handle because I'd never even been around a sheep or a goat before in my life. Cashmere goats were something I fell in love with in Italy, so I got a few of those. Then I thought, oh, well, I'll get a couple of sheep, and found this breed that was a miniature. They're a small size. They're not pygmy sheep or anything like that. That's actually a rare heritage breed of sheep that are from England. So I like the idea of having a heritage breed, and I like the idea they were small, and got a couple of them and tried them out in some vineyards, thinking, what a good idea. They can eat the grass, put down some manure, and you're integrating farming and animal husbandry at the same time. So we tried it out, and it worked, and I now have 100-something sheep and lease them out to vineyards all over Sonoma County, a couple in Napa, and actually I'm going up into Washington and a few other places too.
Now, as you mentioned, you haven't been at this all that long. You were, in fact, a type A business person for quite a while.
I sure was.
So I'm curious as to the transformation that you've undergone.
Well, it was the year 2000, and I had some clients in the tech industries, and I had some banks, and I had corn nuts, snack foods, and a lot of telecom companies. I turned 50, and I said I always wanted to retire to what I thought was some kind of a farm entity. I kept calling it a vineyard on the coast. And so we sold our suburban house in Santa Rosa, and I found all my employees new jobs and kept a client or two so that I kept my hand in it a little bit. But then we found our property, and I haven't looked back. You can't be a type A farmer, let me tell you.
So what was it about farming that attracted you?
I think it's the romance of it, but it was also, I really wanted to do a demonstration type farm, which was small, manageable, something I could do, somebody who really didn't have a whole lot of background in it, very much patterned after family farms in Italy and France. The old-fashioned type of farm that is multi-generational, diversified, all different kinds of integrated things, sustainable for sure.
Are you making any money at it?
I am. I actually am. We don't make a fortune. We're not rich farmers by any stretch, but we actually are making it work. And the beauty of it is we've never had to take out a loan, and it's all been the profits of the farm plowed back into the farm itself, and also can put some really good food on the table.
Do you see yourself as trying to be a counterpoint to the monoculture of vineyards that has sort of overtaken the North Coast?
Yeah, definitely. I love vineyards for the ones that lease the sheep and are doing it organically or sustainably. I really love. But the idea of paving over more of our really precious farmland with grapes is just too much. I really am saluting the vineyards that are putting farms in, and there's quite a few of those doing that where they're doing both things at the same time. It's not easy to do.
Now, a lot of your neighbors out there, I'm guessing, are dairy farmers who've been at it for a couple of generations.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work for you to come in as a newcomer amidst them? How have you been greeted?
Well, the first couple of years, I'm sure I was a novelty. I remember a couple of years ago, these two old ranchers came over, and they were sheep ranchers, and we were looking for a new shearer for our sheep. And so they came over to talk to me, and what they do is stand around kicking the dirt when they're talking. So they're looking down, and they're kicking the dirt with the toe of their boots. And here you got these little miniature sheep. And I said, yeah. Well, how's that working for you? I said, it's really good. I said, I sell the lambs live. They're not for eating. Oh, really? Well, how much you get for them? I said, $750 each. And they stopped kicking the dirt and looked at me and went, what? They now are looking at it and saying, oh, the city girl must know a little bit about what she's doing. So I come from a marketing background, so I'm one of the very few farmers that it starts with the marketing. I make sure every crop and every animal is sold before it hits the ground.
Is that difficult?
It is. You have to think in advance. I take reservations for my lambs, and they're all reserved in December, and they don't get born until March, and people are very anxious to get them and starting around now. I do the same thing with the vegetables. That's what a CSA is about, and that's what I do is 125 members that sign up before the plants go in the ground to get a share of the harvest.
I can see how the planning would be fairly predictable, but how do you know how many lambs you're going to get?
Usually they have one and a half, let's say. So it's usually twins, a lot of times twins. Sometimes there will be singles, but you usually can pretty much tell. And then I put people on a waiting list. Sometimes there's not enough females born, for instance.
What's it been like for you personally to go from an office job to being out in the field so much?
Oh, I can't tell you how much I love it. It is so different. I've gone to a couple of conferences where you're sitting inside all day and you're listening to people talk at you. And I used to have to do that for a living. And I can't do it. I have to get up and go outside and smell fresh air and just be outdoors. So it's been great. I mean, my old body is a little worse for wear, but the rest of it is great.
That's pretty active, though.
Very. Yep. You have to be active.
And has the menu changed at home?
Absolutely. We are right now planting our fields. Most of our vegetables are grown year-round, but between March and May, we're doing all the field work, so there isn't much out there. And the other night, I looked in the refrigerator and out in the field, and there were no vegetables. And I said to my husband, we can't eat vegetables. I'm not going to buy any in the grocery store. We have to eat eggs. We're eating a lot of eggs right now.
Do you see what you're doing as trying to be a model or an example?
I hope so. We have interns that come and work for our nonprofit. We have an education foundation. They come and learn farming, and one of them has gone off to do her own 20-acre farm with her boyfriend this year, which I'm thrilled about. And two others are doing farming on a much larger scale and getting paid for it. So we're actually growing more farmers, and I really love that part of it.
Why Canvas Ranch?
My husband's an artist. That's part of it. And then when we bought the property, it was 28 acres without a growing living thing on it. And so we've been painting the canvas, blank canvas of our dream farm.
You can find Canvas Ranch online at, what else, canvasranch.com. Among other things, they've got pictures of those baby doll sheep there in case you're interested. Please join me again this time next week to meet another Sonoma County farmer. This has been a production of KRCB News. I'm Bruce Robinson.